Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Christian Canizal. I'm a news reporter for NCTV 17. I'm on the corner of Jackson Avenue and Webster Street, where hundreds are gathered here at the Free Speech Pavilion for a peaceful sit-in protest organized by Sophia Davila and India Smith Johnson, both Naperville residents. Now, they organized this event following the death of George Floyd. Several speakers are set to talk, including Councilman Benny White and community leader Regina Brent. Now the protest is scheduled to go to 5:30, where they're going to disperse and go home. Everything's going to be peaceful, according to group organizers. Now this event was organized in conjunction with the Naperville Police Department and the Naperville Park District Police. After they're done speaking, community members are going to gather to Eagle Street from Webster Street in unison, showing that this community is together. I'm going to put the mic down. The process is set to begin in a couple of minutes.
Out this direction so I can see all your lovely faces.
Hi, my name is Sophia Davila. I am a senior at Naperville Central High School. And, well, one pose and all of you are here. It's not about what's right anymore. It's about, I'm sorry, hold on. I fucked that up. It's not about who's right anymore. It's about what's right. And I know for a fact it ain't right to criminalize people based the pigment of the sorry. To criminalize people based off the pigment of their skin. And as far as I know, we are all humans from planet Earth with the same biological origins. Power seems to drive us apart, and it's the differences, let's take our differences and explore one another instead of destroy one another. Let's cherish the innocent lives that have been lost. Let's cherish those important figures who've progressed with fighting against this ongoing problem. I'm sure weeks back, George Floyd would have never thought his name would be across America. And I'm sure as hell he did not want to die leaving his 6-year-old daughter fatherless. Long peace is a term that refers to the time frame between the end of World War II until now. And to be real with you, I don't see any peace. I see division and inequality, competition and entitlement, oppression and a lot of depression. To my black friends, I'm sorry. I'm sorry when you raise your voice to speak and use your legs to walk the streets, you seem like a threat. Shit, I might be a Mexican pansexual, but I will never understand how it truly feels, and I'm truly sorry for that. Hearing the stories give me chills. Watching the videos bring me to tears. But I can't even begin to imagine how one that's a part of the black community feels, and I'm sorry for that. Martin Luther King had a dream, and together we need to work as a team. If we just overlooked our differences, we would have so much more to offer one another. When we work together, we accomplish much more. This is our chance to make some future generation black kids walk past a cop without hesitation. This is our chance to bring love, community, and positivity to a year that's been full of nothing but devastation and hurt to our entire nation. Black lives fucking matter!
Speaker. Oh, okay. There we go. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
My name is Dr. Benjamin White. I'm the city councilman here in the city of Naperville, and I am so glad to see all of your faces out here. You all are being a part of the process. Give yourselves a hand. See, we all need to understand Our country was formed by protest and people being upset because they were treated unjustly. And history has shown us that when we stand up for what is right, that's when we really see true change. So congratulate yourself for all the great and wonderful work that you are doing. Give yourselves another hand. Other thing, I'm glad I'm seeing everyone pretty much masked up, so it scares me with all the COVID going on. But we're doing a wonderful job. You all were challenged. How many 203 students do I have? Just yell and scream and raise your hand if you're a 203 student. All right. So we all know what happened. We know what happened with the black student who was put on Craigslist. It was a horrific event that I witnessed, okay? And I know that the district did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of things that were wrong. We did a lot of things that were right. We learned a lot. But I do know this as well. A friend of mine, Regina Brent, who you will hear from later on tonight, she's from the south side of Chicago and is good friends with Reverend Jesse Jackson, and she arranged for him to come out and talk to you all. Okay? And as part of that, I know you were challenged. You were challenged to go out and make a difference. Don't just sit on the sideline. So when I'm out and about, and I march with you all on Monday, I'm looking at all the different faces and the diversity that's out here right now. You all have stepped up to the challenge. You didn't just let this thing go. You've been out and about. You weren't just out here Monday. I was out here the other day, and you're putting hearts up on all the buildings and things like that. Folks are getting it. This is an awesome opportunity. As bad as this has been, this is an opportunity to bring our community together. The events that happened with George Floyd should just make everyone in this country completely sick. I don't care what you look like, who you worship, okay, who you love. If you saw that event, you should be mortified. I can think about times that I've been pulled over. I did not grow up here, but I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. All right, and it has its own history. Every major city probably does. But I can recall being pulled over or going into a retail store and someone following me around all the time. I got to the point where I actually had to take a tape recorder because we didn't have all these cell phones back then showing my age. But I'd have a tape recorder hidden between my seat just in case I got pulled over. That's how things have been for a lot of African-American folks in our country. So what are some things that we can do? Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think who's the most powerful person in this country? President. President, any other thoughts?
People.
Who said that? People. Say it again. Who?
People.
No, I didn't. Say it again.
People.
Yes, people. You are the most powerful force in this country. We are the ones who get to make a change. It's not the president. Now, granted, it may take a little more time to do some things because we all have to organize. But you get to remember, you all have so much power. And we have to use that power. So what are some things that we can do? First, have an empathetic ear for your black and brown brothers who are out here.
Amen.
Have an empathetic ear. And this is what I'm seeing. Look at all this. Another thing that we can do here in Naperville. We are the oftentimes named the number one community in the country to live in. That's a great, great title. I saw 203 was the number one public school district. Last time I saw, I forget who had the thing or who mentioned it. Great, wonderful accolades. But you know what I see happens every now and then? Sometimes I think we get so excited with all these accolades that we get that sometimes I think we're afraid to tarnish the brand. Okay? We listen to a group of people who oftentimes are overlooked. Yeah, you guys get all the word out in the schools. Everyone's listening to you there. But what about within your community? Those are things that I know that we can do. So what else can we do to make a change? What's the primary way of making that change? We're the most powerful, right? How can we make, who said voting? I'm telling you, now look, sometimes we say, well, everybody says we should vote. It's so important, people. It is so important. And I'll tell you a story about a guy that I know where voting really, I think, has made a difference. And that person is me. Dr. White, what are you talking about? I was a school board member. I was over in Indian Prairie 204, all right? Believe it or not, I was the first person of color, myself and Dr. Maria Curry, first people of color to be elected to the 204 school board, okay? Now, that's okay. Clap for that because that's important. Okay? Why it took so long, I don't know. Okay? But what does that do for us? We're getting people of color there. It's not just that we look different. It's just that someone comes into the organization with different perspectives. That's what diversity gives you. Okay? We had a large, in fact, everyone, a lot of schools in the state, disproportionate number of African-American students being punished at the schools. It was crazy. I can tell you in 204, probably over 50% of the folks being suspended were black. 50, over 50%. Guess how many blacks make up that school district? It's about 8%. Okay? We looked at those types of things and we've made a lot of improvement. They made a lot of improvement over there. It's not where it should be yet, but I can tell you it's probably down. So we've come up with other ways of figuring out how we can market what we do out here in Naperville. Go into Chicago. Go to Chicago State University. There's people out there that would love to get into law enforcement and get them out here. Okay? We've done things where we look at psychological evaluations and we spend all this extra money on it. But it allows us to kind of identify individuals who might have a propensity, right, to be racially insensitive. All right? So little things like that we've been able to do. All right, and I'll tell you what our chief is of police here in Naperville. He listened to President Obama when he put out information as far as going out and being a part of the solution. Talk about how you de-escalate things, right? We put thousands of dollars into that, all right? Implicit bias training, all right? What do we do if we find one of our citizens who potentially might have a mental health crisis going on? You imagine what can happen if a policeman pulls someone over and they don't know that? The things that could possibly happen, all right? And being on the city council, I mentioned this the other day, but again, I decided to run for that after my kids were out of the school and the first person of color to be elected to our city council here, okay? So, again, that gives us that different perspective, all right? Yes, you can see me up there and I look different than everyone else. But I'll tell you what's just as important is the diverse perspective, again, that you can bring to the table, okay? Someone who can speak when we have the Buffalo Wild Wings incident take place, okay? The Buggies incident, all right? Things that happened over at 203 that I just mentioned, okay? But I tell you what, I was happy to lead the charge and get the rest of my council members on board. And we changed our mission statement. It actually says, if you look at the end of it, it's a city that's inclusive and it values diversity. Okay? Values diversity. That's never been done before, right? Putting it down in paper. But it's on paper right now. Okay? It's only on paper. But it gives us something that we can look at, all right? Form policy around and have action items coming in, okay? We've got a commission that we're looking at right now where it's a human rights commission. So if something like Buffalo Wild Wings takes place again, there's actually going to be a penalty potentially for those types of events, okay? This is hard work. We've checked around other communities who's doing this well, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. There's not a lot, all right? But I will tell you, Chicago and Cook County seem to have one of the best ways of doing it, okay? So I know I've been up here a little bit longer than I thought I would be, but I just think it's so important that I mention these things that we've been doing. But I want you all to understand one thing, and I'm going to go back to my car here and make sure I didn't forget something super important. Like I said, we're going to have that youth council that's going to take place. More work to be done on that. I'm going to finish up with one story. And I thought this was so awesome. Last night, I'm outside, and it's been a long day, and I decided to throw some pork chops on the grill, all right? And my phone rings, and it's been ringing a lot lately, I will tell you that. But a gentleman called me. I'm not even going to mention his name, but he said, Benny, I need to talk to you. I just need a minute of your time. I said, okay, that's all right. White gentleman, okay? And he said, I was just walking around, and I saw, and you guys might actually be out here, some of you. I saw about four or five black kids that were overlooking at the mural. You know the mural I'm talking about, right? Yeah, and you know what I'm about to say. Right, so not a lot of color on that mural. And they were curious, why is that the case? Well, the gentleman explained to them, oh, you know, it's someone started this and people paid to get on it and that kind of thing. No. To the point where he said, you know what, you want to be on that mural, I'll take care of it. I said, oh my God, that is awesome, okay? But he said, we kept talking, and I was learning so much, and I was answering their questions, but I couldn't answer them all. I just didn't have all the answers. So I asked him, would you all be willing to come together, get with some of the community leaders, and let's just sit down and talk? And I told him, I said, man, that is awesome. And don't feel bad that you don't know the answers. I don't know all the answers. That's why we got to listen. Get together, listen, talk to each other, and that's how we learn and we grow. Y'all with me? I appreciate that, but are you really with me? All right. Go out, folks. Continue to make a difference. Don't. We're at a pivotal point right now. 2 months from now, are we going to be, okay, it's kind of past now. Are we going to still keep pushing forward? All right, let's keep pushing forward. Thank you all very much.
Oh man, is it both speakers doing that? Yeah. appreciate all of you guys for being here. This is an amazing turnout. This is more people than I ever thought would come, and it's so amazing to see it all. Thank you to Chief Marshall and Ray McGurry from the Park District. You guys are both super instrumental into making this happen. And thank you to everyone that's speaking here with me today. My name is India Smith Johnson. I'm a class of... My name is India Smith Johnson. Thank you. I'm a class of 2020 graduate from Naperville Central High School. I'm a member of the DuPage branch of the NAACP, and I'm a second generation African American citizen of Naperville. First off, I want to say rest in peace to Mr. George Floyd. My heart goes out to his family. And my heart also goes out to Breonna Taylor's family. My heart goes out to all of those who have been assaulted, persecuted, and murdered by America's police force. Yesterday afternoon, Attorney General Ellison announced that not only would George Floyd's murderer, David Chauvin, be charged with second-degree murder, but the other three officers will also be charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Now, I'd like everyone to think about this for a second because of law enforcement. My father always taught me that if I didn't do anything wrong, then I had nothing to be afraid of. However, when I approached the officers at Monday's peaceful protest, I was physically shaking. Because just this past year, a member of Naperville Police Department followed my father for 2 miles into our driveway, into our no-outlet neighborhood, and in front of his neighbors, in front of my 13-year-old brother watching from the window, that officer verbally brutalized my father. She detained him in his car. She told him that he had a warrant out for arrest in California and that he had to go sort it out if he wanted to be able to drive in Naperville. After 30 years of living in, contributing to this community, my father was treated like a criminal for a warrant that was not even in his name. This was implicit bias from the Naperville Police Department. Here in Naperville, we are lucky enough to be not experiencing physical brutality from our officers. Our officers displayed remarkable professionalism Monday night. But this department still has a long way to go before we will be silent. We are here because we expect all of our officers to have the compassion to see that the citizens that they are meant to protect are people first, regardless of skin color. Hello? All right, cool. This one's great. We expect our police to understand what it means to pull a 30-plus year-long resident over in his driveway in front of his children. We expect our officers to respect us as members of this community. That officer didn't even live here. This reflects on the whole department. Our expectations have not yet been met. Because the reason I was shaking so hard on Monday afternoon is because Naperville PD has taught me to be afraid of them. I have learned from the media that cops can kill, and I have learned here that they might not see me as equal to them because of my skin color towards justice.
Before I start, by a show of hands, who here has heard of a sundown town? Okay, a couple. A sundown town? Has anyone, please raise your hand if you've heard of a sundown town. Okay. So I'm Jessica Sanders. I'm a senior at Naperville Central, and I want to share with you something that history classes didn't teach me, and that is that we live in a former sundown town. Now, what is a sundown town, you might be asking yourself? A sundown town was a town that allowed for minority labor during the day, and then it kicked out those same minorities who were working in those towns by force, often beating them and killing them. So I want to tell you also about why sundown towns even occurred in the first place. So as slavery ended in 1865, this allowed for racism and segregation to become a thing. So as the Jim Crow laws ruled the South, these Jim Crow laws created segregation, which is what you saw if you look at pictures of like the 1960s, where you have the colored bathrooms and the white bathrooms. I'm just trying to give an example. Because of these Jim Crow laws in the South, many free slaves decided to move north in hope of better lives, which should be...
No, I'm good. For now, anyway. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm excited to be here. This just makes me feel really good. When I became president of the NAACP, I had three goals that I wanted to accomplish during the time that I was deep with the NAACP. The first goal was to dispel the myth that we were an old organization.
Bring it to your face.
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that we weren't an old organization, because that's what most of the people think. NAACP, Martin Luther King, old organization. And what I wanted to do was become more diverse and more and much younger. India came to us with her father, and after the first meeting, they joined, and she's been on fire ever since. What we're asking is that we want to see more people like India show up and show out with us. We have a proven method, but what we need are people like you to help us get where we want to go. The second goal was to dispel the myth that we're a black-only organization, because we're not. 50%, like 52% of our membership right now are other than African-American. So we all have the same agendas. Someone came to me once and said, well, why don't you change the name to the NABP, because colored is old and gone. I said, no, that's exactly what we are. You know, we are the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. That's all people of color. All people. And just in case you haven't noticed, white is a color too. They have the same issues we have. And when we look around and we start to think and we start to talk and we start to communicate, we find out we have more in common than we have differences. There are some people in high places with fancy titles that want to drive a wedge between the community and make it seem as though we're all divided. If you look around, I'm looking at the signs, I'm looking at the people, we're not divided at all. We know what the mission is. We know what the mission is. The NAACP civil rights, our North Star will always be civil rights. Civil rights for every person. I take calls from all people, and it doesn't matter to me what their nationality is. Doesn't matter what their color is. Doesn't matter what their gender is, and it doesn't really matter what their sexual orientation is. If they've been denied their civil rights, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder and fight with them. Now, someone said to me that we need to nurture the youth like India. We need to nurture them because they're our future. I said, no, 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 no. India is our right now, and you guys are right now, not our future. We need you. We need your voices. We need your energy. We need all of the things that brought you here today to help us help you and help us make a better community for all of us. Now, I don't want to make this a let's denigrate the police thing, because I know many, many fine policemen, and many of them doing their jobs, okay? The only thing that I'm bringing to you is that you have to understand that they work for you. They work for you, okay? So, I need three chants. And when I say serve, you say protect. Serve.
Protect.
Serve.
Protect.
Serve.
Protect.
That's what they do. And that's what we demand of them, to serve and protect. Okay? And then finally, I want to make sure that we got the momentum, and we want to capitalize on this momentum. I've seen rallies, and I've seen speeches, and everybody gets a sugar high, and they feel good. And they walk away, and then there's no plan. The question that I have is, will you get together with the people that's here, the Benny Whites of the world, the Indians of the world, and create a plan? Because a plan, you know, just rallies and speeches without any action doesn't do anything. We'll be dismissed, and we'll all go home to our quiet corners and enjoy our quiet lives. Okay, so my ask of you is to get together with someone with the NAACP, get together with Unity Partnership, get together with any organization that you feel so fired up and so inspired to be with, and get some guidance and direction so that you can capitalize on what you put together today, which is awesome. Can I get you all to give yourselves a great hand? Please. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. I'm honored to be here. I feel as though I should be paying you to just be here. This is awesome. And thank you, India. I appreciate everything that you do. And thank you for coming and being a member of the NAACP. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue.
That we have here today, I feel hopeful about our future. I do. Change cannot be produced by one single person. It's a collective of individuals from unique backgrounds that are all working for the same goal. Right? I think we're headed in the right direction. I gotta be honest with you. If anything has been certain to me over the last week, it's that we have not been heard for about 400 years. But they hear us now. Yeah? I'm going to use a quote. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit, but it's still a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. Riots are the language of the unheard. Yeah? Had a lot of violence going on this last week. Had a lot of anger, a lot of hatred. And I'm gonna be honest, as a black man, I had to take a minute to step back. I had to take a minute to reevaluate what I view as important in this world. The one thing in this world that I did not get to choose is the color of my skin. And I will not be mistreated for it. I will say, most of the people here look like we're around the same age, I'm assuming. 20s, 30s, maybe teens in here, right? This is a generational shift. We got a couple 25-year-olds right here as well. This is a generational shift. We will not tolerate racism any longer, and that much is clear. I gotta say, I'm proud. I'm proud of what I'm looking at. Today, I'm proud. I feel proud. I feel hopeful. I feel proud. I don't want to feel angry. I want us to unite. I can't allow hatred to run my emotions. I don't want hatred to run yours. This is not an issue of left or right anymore. This is an issue of, do we want to move forward as a nation, or do we want to continue to hold ourselves back? I said we move forward. We have to. You're all activists. Every single one of you is an activist. You weren't voted in, you chose to come here today. I don't know what your mindset was when you came here today, but I hope you leave with something that is great, and I think that, honestly, we're heading in the right direction. I'm going to keep saying it. We're heading in the right direction. Right? I'm going to say it. Black Lives Matter. Come on. Let's go. Let's get to work. We've all been. I haven't even heard a chant yet. No justice!
Hi. I didn't plan to speak, but I heard Dr. White say something that I could relate to, and that is the fact that when he said not a lot of you look like him, I thought, boy, I get it. Everybody here is so young. I'm wondering where your parents are and where are your grandparents? Because having been a very proud teacher in District 203 for 36 years, I know not only the wonderful teaching that you got from probably most of your teachers, but also you're probably here because your parents taught you well. So please go home, tell your parents why you were here, encourage them to find out other ways that they can become involved. They may not be comfortable in big crowds. They may be concerned about social distancing, like I appreciate this. They may not be physically able to, or they may be afraid. My friend told me, Jane, you better watch out because there are big rocks hidden in corners in downtown Naperville. I said, well, I'm going to have my bike helmet on. I'll put it on if I need to. So, please share this with your parents and your grandparents. My guess is that they would be very proud of you. Thank you.
We've got about one more speaker, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want to let you guys know, once again, this is an amazing display of what we want to look at in Naperville. This is an amazing display of our diversity, of our community, and this is what we need to keep going. We need to keep this momentum going. About that, but I'm 67 years old and I am ready to die. Can you hear me with this mask on?
Yes.
My name is Regina Brent and I'm president and founder of Unity Partnership. I brought many cards with me, but I know you got your phone, so I want you to whip it out because I came out here to give you some homework to do. We have marched. We've said our piece. I walked with you guys a couple of times. Now it's time to do the work. Unity Partners website, email address, I'm sorry, is information@unitypartnership.org. Information@unitypartnership.org. We would like to hear from you. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I didn't come out here until 2000. By the time I retired in 2014, I realized that all hell had broke loose out here. I had never seen a school system with all white teachers. I had never seen a police department with all white officers. I had never seen a community with all white people because I grew up on the South Side with the Polish people, the Jewish people, Latino, you name it, they were there.
at the table with them every month. And we talk about not only people of color, but we talk about you too. Because if you are LGBTQ, if you wear your hair green, orange, blue, black, they got a problem with that. So we're just not about black people. We're about diversity. And you up thank you. Again, my name is Regina Brent. Miss Regina, want to hear from you. Let's do this together. We can do this together.
Social media and stuff. I feel like it's good that we started the Blacked Out Tuesday. I feel like it's good that we're recording when these riots are happening, the police are showing brutality. I really love that. Like me, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat every day to keep myself occupied. But I've been going on recently, and like I see people who, you know, talking against us and all that, and I really don't approve of that. But everyone has, you know, the freedom of speech, but it's good to see people who I never even knew felt so strongly about this
You know what I mean. I know you guys are the most successful. I don't think it matters. But yeah, I'm happy to see this because it all takes one. It just takes one person. And if it takes lots of one person to get this message heard, I am for that. And I hope you guys are all for that too. So with this, I'd like to say, let's keep fighting a good fight. Let's keep on, you know, let's keep these peaceful protests that I know around the world. I know in my city, in Chicago, there's people who are looting and all of this. Keep that to a minimum. We don't need to be doing that. You know, these people work hard for their money, but at the same time, we need to show that we are serious. Like, this is nothing to be joking about or no laughing matter. This is something that we need to take a stand for and make a change for.
Listen to Kaepernick 2 years ago. If we would have listened to Kaepernick 2 years ago, we would not be here today. And unfortunately, there's some red man, yellow man, orange man in the White House who turns into some political event. And unfortunately, we lost the power, we lost the fight at that point. And unfortunately, Mr. Floyd is now being buried. History plays itself over and over and over again. Same things, riots happened in 1968, 69. And we did not learn then. You are the future. You are the ones that are carrying a torch. So when I say I will, all I want you to say is vote in November. I will.
Vote.
I will.
Vote.
Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna line up here from Webster Street to Eagle Street. We're gonna carry that out, and then after that, we'll probably sign off from here. But powerful, powerful speeches here. We're gonna see them kind of gather right now. So if you want to walk with me, we'll kind of go through this. Just gonna wait on the cameraman here. So we're going to go in front of the Nichols Library here, try to get this image for you guys here. We're going to try to get through this. Pardon me. No, you're fine. Pardon me, sorry.
No peace. Excuse me.
So we're going to walk with the crowd real quick. So for the people watching, we're going down Jackson Avenue towards the Barnes and Nobles.
George!
Breonna Taylor! Breonna Taylor! Breonna Taylor!
So we're passing Main Street here, where we went from the Free Speech Pavilion. Looks like we're going towards the Barnes & Noble over here. I'd say it's about a crowd of 500. We're going to keep following it. Have started putting their hands up. Kind of showing the hands up, don't shoot. So it kind of looks like we stopped. We're going to try to work our way to the front over here. Pardon me, sir. Pardon me, ladies. Pardon me. Pardon me. Excuse me, please. Pardon me. In front of Jackson Avenue Pub. Looks like the organizer, India Smith Johnson, is going to about to say something.
Is that a microphone?
Everyone! Trying to get the chants in the background, trying to silence down a little bit down. Number with organizers. Hundreds and hundreds of signs. So what the community member just said, we marched on Monday, and what incited kind of violence was being on the streets. So they're going to try to stay on the sidewalks, try to keep this peaceful protest going. So we're going to stop right here, everybody, and we're going to work our way back to Washington Street. Now, this is the left side of Jackson Avenue, but now we're going to show you the right side over here if we can. People are just trying to find where they can get on the sidewalk so that way they don't occupy the streets. So if we could turn around, everyone, people are just coming in the street. Trying to grab my cameraman. Organizers are asking people to stay on the sidewalks. Looks like someone from the furniture just came out with a, looks like a kind of... So if we can get through right here, pardon me, sir. So community members are trying to stay off the street. They're trying to do their best. Not sure if this is what the organizers kind of wanted. They wanted them to stay on the street or on the sidewalks. Now they're on the streets. Looks like they're on Washington Street.
This is what democracy looks like.
Gotcha. If we look towards West Jefferson, it looks like a police officer tried to mark off the right side of the road. That way the cars can stay over there, try to protect the protesters here. Cars are beeping in support. When it's safe for us to go, we're going to go towards Chicago Avenue when it's safe for us to go over there. We're going to head over there. So you can see they're occupying kind of the right side of Washington Street. Looks like some protesters are trying to go on the other side of Washington Street. The crowd mostly consisting of teens. It looks like younger adults as well. Cars coming down Washington Street are beeping in support of this. When it's safe for us to cross over, we're gonna cross over and try to give you a sense of how many people are here from the other side of the street. So I think that's gonna give you a better sense of, you know, how many people are here. Big truck to support. Hey, can you press the signal so we can cross? Can you press the signal so we can cross? Thank you. Thank you, miss. Again, when it's safe for us to cross, we're gonna go over there and try to give you a sense of how big the crowd is. Some community members are over there already. Well, we're gonna cross right now. I'm trying to guide my cameraman, so be patient with us if the camera moves a little bit. When protesters are done lining up, we're going to go towards Washington and towards Jefferson Avenue. We're going to show you kind of this side as well. Looks like police officers. It looks like police officers over here are trying to stop traffic from coming in, going towards Chicago Avenue. I'm assuming a little bit later they're going to try to block off some of the area as well. I was wrong about that, obviously. He's going to keep going. We're gonna head towards Washington Street over here, towards Jefferson. It's not only right here, but if our cameraman can go up a little bit, you can just see the streets over there on that side of Washington, and they're absolutely packed. Hundreds and hundreds of protesters are gathered on both sides, protesting peacefully. Seems like every car beep is fueling their protest. So we're glad to see that support for them. So. Some protesters have spilled onto the street on both sides of the Washington Street. Again, the organizers wanted them to stay on the sidewalk, have that spilled a little bit on the street. But like I said, most protesters are on the sidewalk. When we can, we're going to go on the other side. There's a little bit more shade over there, so our prevents our phone from overheating. More and more car beeping, showing their support for the protesters. If you guys can all do me a favor and drop a like. Looks like no cars are coming. Looks like it's maybe safe for us to kind of cross the street here. We're going to cross on the other side of the street of Washington. We're going to head a little bit towards Jefferson Avenue so we can give you a better perspective of how many people are here. Beeps just continue to pour in, showing their support for the protesters here, gathered by the hundreds on Washington Street in Naperville, Illinois. For those tuning in, protesters have came from the Free Speech Pavilion near Webster Street, across the street from the Nichols Library, were several community members, including Councilman Benny White and community leader Regina Brent. Thank you. So organizers here have gathered the protesters to walk down to walk down Jackson and over here on Washington Street, where there's hundreds of protesters out here. Chants of George Floyd, I can't breathe, if you guys cannot hear. Breonna Taylor again. Saying, say his name, George Floyd. The crowd, mostly of young adults, teenagers, some older community members sprinkled here and there. Chant of hey, hey. Ho ho, these racist cops have got to go. And the support for the Black Lives Matter movement are also plastered on the wall over here. We have a story on NCTV 17 where community members came out yesterday, and posted these Black Lives Matter heart signs all over across Naperville businesses, not only on Washington Street, but also on Jefferson Avenue. After the live stream is over, I suggest you go watch that. It's a great piece by my colleague, Kevin Lloyd. The plan is for the protesters to go to 5:30 and then peacefully disperse to their homes. And there is several call to actions, including going to vote, having honest dialogue with So business leaders are bringing stuff already kind of inside. Again, I want to reiterate here, the organizers have encouraged members to stay peaceful. Earlier speakers, including Councilman Benny White, also reiterated to stay peaceful. And these protests, for the most part, that we've been here have been peaceful. Some protesters are on the street, but most of the protesters are on the sidewalks here. But again, some business owners have put some stuff inside, maybe expecting the worst. The plan is for them to go till 5:30 and then they're gonna disperse peacefully. And like what I was saying is several call to actions, going and vote this November, and then also having that open dialogue with the Naperville Police Department. In a second here or two, we're gonna head back towards Chicago Avenue and just trying to give you a sense of what's being said, a sense of how many protesters are here. Again, if you guys are just tuning in live, and be sure to like and share our live stream right now if you can. Community members beeping their horns, showing their support for the protests. Some community members behind me have also came out. Some looks like they might work at the restaurant, kind of came out today, right now, to kind of show their support or just kind of on seeing what's going on outside of their businesses. Brought some looks like some workers out of Soul Taco, and it looks probably say about 500 feet away. They've heard the chants, they've heard the beeps. Police officers are over there by Jefferson in the corner of Washington, trying to stop the traffic from going into the right lane, trying to get them on the left lane. Because again, I said there are some business leaders or are some protesters. Gathered here in the street. But if we want to shift the focus over here, some community members are already kind of looting up or boarding up their businesses, preventing from any looting happening tonight. But I want to reiterate again, everyone, the organizers of this protest are intending this to be a peaceful protest. They are planning on getting out of here at 5:30 and dispersing peacefully. This side looks like on the sidewalk's a little bit tougher to walk. Should we go on the other side and kind of give that Pam again? Okay. We're going to try to cross the street whenever it's safe for us to cross. And then just kind of, again, show you how many people are here. Try to give you a sense of what's being said. And, again, how many people are here at the protest. I think it's safe for us to cross. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Again, I want to quickly stop here. Looks like some business owners have decided to kind of preemptively kind of board up their business, make sure everything, if it comes to anything destruction, looks like their business is going to be try to be safe. Chants of "I can't breathe" are echoing throughout the Washington Street down here in downtown Naperville. We're going to walk towards Chicago Avenue, everyone. I want to highlight some signs of Black Lives Matter. Say their names. So over here, this is what democracy looks like. Hundreds and hundreds of signs. Most of them supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Can we see your sign real quick, miss? We have George Floyd, I Can't Breathe, BLM, and police brutality by this young lady over here. Hundreds and hundreds of signs by hundreds of protesters here. Protesters putting their hands up, screaming, "Don't shoot." Another sign right here, Black Lives Matter sign.
Don't shoot!
There are some community members on Chicago Avenue over here. Very little though. Most of the protesters are gathered here on Washington Streets on both sides of the street. We're gonna cross again. We're going to try to give you a sense of what things have kind of accumulated over here. Remember, if you were here early with us on this side of Washington Street, it was pretty empty. But it looks like hundreds of protesters have gathered on this side of Washington Street. We're going to go on the other side of the street and kind of show you what that looks like. So this gives you a good sense of how many people are on Washington Street. Again, on both sides of the street, looks like the right lane. Protesters have gathered on the right lanes, but most of them are on the sidewalks. We're going to try to get a one of.
I'm working. Sorry.
We're going to try to get a protester here. Try to ask them, you know, why they decided to come out today. If you give me 1 second, let me try to get that. Miss, can I speak with you? Why you decided to come out here today to this protest? Great. Can you come over here real quick? Could I get you to pronounce your first and last name for me?
Stacy Smith.
Stacy, why did you decide to come out here today?
I came here because I want everyone to know that Black Lives Matter, that it is an inclusive movement. It's not restricted to one group of people. And that you can love your country and still see room for improvement. I'm proud to be an American, I'm proud to be Black, and I'm also proud to be a Napervillian.
You know, speaking of all those things that you are, how proud of you today are, it seems like mostly the young are here kind of showing their support for the Black Lives Matter movement. How proud of you are today of this community members out here support?
I'm so proud of the young people. I almost feel like a grandma being here today. But I'm so proud of the young people, and that's what it takes. Every generation has to do their part, and everyone's here today doing their part. People are driving past today, honking and showing support. So there's so many different ways to show support. There's not just one way, and I'm just thankful for everyone who is supporting the cause.
I'm glad that you said supporting. Were you there at the Free Speech Pavilion one? And if you weren't there, let me kind of... If we could follow up our conversation a little bit later, looks like everyone here is just taking a knee in silence, have put one hand up in the air, have kind of shown their support. We're going to try to navigate over here through this. Hundreds and hundreds of protesters have gotten one knee and kind of remaining silent. I'm gonna shut up and kind of give you a sense of the moment. Chants of George Floyd, I can't breathe.
George Floyd, I can't breathe. George Floyd, I can't breathe. George Floyd, I can't breathe. George Floyd, I can't breathe. George Floyd, I can't breathe. George Floyd.
Very, very powerful moment. After that moment of silence, the hundreds of protesters just kind of gathered up, start chanting George Floyd, and what did he say? I can't breathe. That was a powerful moment there by the hundreds of protesters that are gathered here on that side of Washington Street and this side of Washington Street. If you couldn't gather that, the organizers have asked everyone at 5:30 to just kind of disperse, go in peace. India Smith Johnson, the organizer, is asking protesters to get on side of the streets. hundreds of protesters have gathered on Washington Street.
Get to the side of the street!
Smith Johnson, one of the organizers of this peaceful protest, pleading with protesters to get on the sides of the streets.
It is what it is, people.
Sure. How much battery do we have left? 10% or less. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on 10% right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to switch off phone as soon as possible. And we're gonna stop the live feed in a second here, and we're going to switch off the phone. Please don't leave. Please come back to this live stream, please.